We're up to Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yom tov. We're not allowed to light with shemen sreifa, oil that needs to be burned, meaning truma that became tameh, the specific portion that was given to the Kohen. Let's say you took oil, you took olives, you made it into oil, and it became impure. You're not allowed to even use that on Yom Tov. The Gemara quotes a special pasuk that is restricted. Rabbi Yishmael omer ein madlikin be'itron. Rabbi Yishmael says you're not allowed to use the certain impurities of a certain fuel, mipnei kvod hashabbos, because it has a foul odor. The Chachamim say, technically speaking, with the following oils you can use: b'shemen shumshemin, sesame oil, b'shemen egozim, nut oil, b'shemen tzinonos, I think it's radish, some kind of radish seed oil, b'shemen dagim, with fish oil, b'shemen pakuos, b'itron v'neif, these various kinds of oils. Technically speaking, you're allowed to use them. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, ein madlikin el b'shemen zayis bilvad. We should only use shemen zayis alone. Today, people either use wax candles. Candles are not the same as the wax, the way that they were envisioning it in the time of the Mishnah, or we use shemen zayis. Mishnah Gimel, kol hayotzim in ha'etz, ein madlikin bo ela pishtan. Anything which is a derivative of a tree, you're not allowed to light with it as a wick, ela pishtan, except for flax. So 2 points here. First of all, the Gemara doesn't anywhere explain why this is. I'm assuming that it's because the derivative of a tree is not going to burn well and smoothly and brightly and nicely, and because it's going to be flickering around, you might come and tilt and move the lamp, which would be a malacha de oraisa on Shabbos. The second chiddush here is that the word pishtan, which means flax really comes from a bush, and yet the Gemara says that because in the context of the spies who hid in Rachav's house, it says vatit menein befishtei ha'etz, they stayed in the flax of the tree, pishtan is referred to as a tree. V'chol hayotzim in ha'etz, anything which is a derivative of a tree, eino mitame tumas ohalim. If you fashioned it into a tent, it would not contract tumas ohalim, the tuma of a tent. There is a special tuma which potentially exist when it comes to a mace, when somebody is inside. So let's say a dead person is inside of a morgue. So then that morgue, the building, serves as a dome to carry the tumah anywhere under that roof. But the building itself does not become tumah. However, if you have a tent, the tent itself will become tumah. But that's not true if that tent is made out of something from a tree, except it was made out of flax. Psilas habegin. Now we move on to a law that's in the context of tumah and tahara, but actually it has some practical relevance. Halacha lemaisa. Psilas habegin. You have the remnant of a cloth. You have what we would call a shmata. You have a shmata shekipla that you folded it over. You twisted it into a wick. Velo hiv hava, but you did not yet burn it. You didn't light it yet. Rabbi Elezer Omer tumeya. Rabbi Elezer says it is tameh. V'ein madlikin ba, and you can't use it for lighting. Why is it tameh? Because we're discussing, according to the Gemara, a very small patch of cloth. And the question is, by twisting it up, if it was previously tameh, does it lose its status of tumah? And the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Elezer, no, it retains its original status of tumah, and you're not allowed to light with it, because since it was never singed, it's not going to light really well, you have to still prepare it. Rabbi Akiva says, tahora, once you crinkled it up, now it is no longer in its previous state, because the kippul, the folding it up, is mevatel it, changes it from its previous state, and it's therefore it's called tahora. And madlikin ba, so you can also use it for hadlakas neiros, for lighting on Shabbos.